Ladies and gentlemen, time now for a little Affleck trivia from your local Affleck agent, Chuck Whalen. Business owners balance benefit costs with employee needs, and Affleck, at no cost to the business, will help provide benefits fast and directly to offset rising out-of-pocket expenses. Get in touch with Chuck Whalen today at 919-794-7610. And Mr. Kiger is here.
I am.
How's it going there, buddy?
It's all good.
What kind of question?
Well, we got the UNC women hosting Syracuse tonight.
Uh-huh.
The Orange coming to town.
The Orange Women?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess you. I don't.
Well, they used to be the Orange Men.
Yeah,
but that's gone.
Yeah, that's
the Orange.
Politically correct or incorrect to say that? I guess now it's just Orange.
Yes.
You know what? I've never been able to figure out the Stanford Cardinal.
Well, it's the color.
The Cardinal.
It's the color.
It just makes no sense, though.
What's like the Dartmouth Big Green?
Why don't they call themselves the Cardinals?
Well, that's a great question. Well, because their colors are cardinal and white.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, what is a cardinal?
It's a color.
It's a color.
It's like Syracuse orange.
What kind of nickname is that?
Well, I know.
It's just dumb.
Well, I'm big on if your nickname doesn't end in an S.
Yeah.
True. The Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that's lame.
You're fanning the flames of controversy today, Freddie.
Well, no. Just curious. That's right. I mean, like, well, but I have no problem with North Carolina State Wolfpack. I mean, that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
Wolfpack makes sense. The Elon Phoenix.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know. Sorry, guys.
That's dumb.
I like fighting Christians better, but I guess that's...
Can't say that.
Can't say that anymore.
And then, of course, which all leads us to the question, what is a Tar Heel?
So, well, if we had, about 5 minutes, I could get into
that's
that.
That's right. We could explain that. But
yeah, exactly.
Let's not. That's like Duke calling itself the Blue Devil.
It came from an Alpine unit
Same
in World
thing.
War I.
Yeah.
They were called the Blue Devils.
And now they have a great stereo system, Alpine.
Oh, yes, they do.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say. Yeah. Duke's got a football. The Duke.
Yeah.
The NFL football.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. But it has nothing to do with joining for the question.
Okay. Well, what does have to do with it?
The states.
The states.
The states of our union.
The states of confusion?
Yeah. State of ball. I was ball of confusion.
Yeah, that's
ball
right.
of confusion.
That's what the world is today. Hey, hey.
The states. Here we go, folks.
Okay.
Which of the 48 contiguous states was the last to join the union?
Oh, great question.
Thank you. Of the 48 states, not counting, of course, Alaska and Hawaii.
Right.
Which of those 48 was the last to officially join the union?
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Freddie Kiger wants to know, which was the 48th of the 48 contiguous states?
Yes, which one was last?
To join
the union.
Yeah, and I would say Washington?
No, they're back in the 1880s. This state came in 1912.
The state of Washington.
Yeah, 48. No, yeah.
That was my guess.
No. See, we grew east coast to the Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
crossed the Mississippi, and then we added states along the Pacific coast,
right.
And then we kind of moved into the middle.
Some of the ones in the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I Nebraska?
No.
I don't know.
Arizona.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Arizona.
Well, you're looking at me like I'm a total idiot for not knowing that.
No, I'm sorry. But I figure you'd be a little closer, like, you'd say either Utah or something out there in the west, in the middle, the Great Plains states.
Freddie has this condescending look on his face.
Oh,
like,
No.
Okay.
Please don't. I would never do that to you. No.
Not consciously.
No. Oh, sorry. All right. I was in a state of confusion there.
Yeah, me too.
An altered state.
Ball of confusion.
Ball of confusion. Yeah. Arizona became the 48th state. They came in on Valentine's Day, 1912.
Uh-huh.
New Mexico was the 47th state.
Right.
They joined on January the 6th of that same year.
Wow.
And then, of course, we had to wait to 1959 for Alaska.
Yeah, and then Hawaii came later.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Oahu.
Hilo.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey.
Donho.
What is it? Donho? Tiny bubbles?
Exactly. Which came from?
Champagne?
Champagne bubbles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just a guess. Or Lawrence Welk.
Or if you see someone wearing a loud shirt,
uh-huh.
that's a Don Ho 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 shirt.
All right. Well, okay. Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
You can go ahead and wear jeans and Hawaiian shirt because tomorrow is casual Friday.
Oh, very good. Exactly. Well, let's get together for tomorrow.
Let's do it.
All right, buddy.